this year because I would not say Donald Trump was a racist.
I don't think he's a great... He's a decent president. He's not a very good person. Not everything he does is bad. Is that so hard for people to accept?
I don't think he's racist. I don't think he's sexist. I think he's a businessman.
I think
he's an asshole, and that's it.
People attack him unfairly, and I feel like I need to uphold the truth and defend what's actually going on.
And when I do that... looks like you're defending, in their eyes, you're defending a rapist and a sexist.
And I'm defending everything he does, and I'm apologizing for him. I'm not apologizing that he's an asshole, but I don't think we... The truth is, he's not a racist, he's just an asshole. And
yeah,
if
I
say that...
I also think he lies. Not near as much
as
they say.
As much. He embellishes certain things, but... They were like, he's lied 1,000 times this week. They had a Trump lie counter going on for a while. And it's like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Number 7, illusions of unanimity. Wait, you disagree with us?
No, it should be, you disagree with me and you should be excited.
Tell me why. I love it when people disagree with
me. Make me more right, please.
I want to argue it out until I find what's correct.
Yes.
Not just agree blindly.
I never want to miss an opportunity to correct something that I'm doing wrong or thinking wrong.
I want someone informed to argue with me. And if
all
you know what you believe and have good reasons for it, you can believe anything you want. You got to have
you
a good reason for it.
You could tell me the Titanic didn't sink.
Some people look at very compelling statistics for global warming and go, yeah, it's not very much, but this is too much. And it's like, yeah, I respect what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm doing another report on it. I'm just going to copy and paste what I did last time for the same teacher.
Good. I like that.
Self-appointed mind guards is number 8.
To clarify, Joseph does not disbelieve in global warming. It is a fact that the temperature of the Earth has gone up in the last X years.
I believe in global warming. That's another one. I'm quote, environmental. That's another reason why the compass puts me left.
Because when in doubt, maybe don't cut down the forest.
Yeah.
When in doubt, let the states own the forest, though. How about let individuals do it, and then they can pay a fee for me to look at it? That'd be kind of nice.
Self-appointed mind guards, I think, is kind of like...
Self-appointed mind guards? Like, I put up blockers to restrict other
points
mind of view?
No, mind guards. Like, guards as a person. Like... People, like a guard, an individual, they're guarding your mind.
Other people are trying
to tell me what to think.
No.
Other people are going,
no.
Think this way, don't think this way.
Think for yourself. It's a little harder than not thinking for yourself.
Hope you turn the heat up. I love that this coat has buttons and not fucking Velcro.
I want a zipper and buttons. That's what I want on my coat.
I think buttons over zipper, to be honest. It
but
takes
a little draft.
It takes...
You get a little draft in sometimes. It's kind of chilly.
My big thing is that you can take it off immediately.
Yeah.
You just open it up and it goes down.
That's fair.
We've been talking for 49 minutes.
Good, I'll cut it up into 6 podcasts.
Get rid of all of our rambling.
All right, we'll see. We'll see how much time I have. This next week I'm going to be stupid busy.
Oh my gosh, all my homies can stay. All my 2 homies.
We're going to Salt Lake City. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, all my
There's
homies.
Only 7 people on her private.
Really?
We're 2 of them.
Really?
Yeah.
There's only 5 other dudes trying to smash?
No, they're probably only 1 other dude on there. Maybe 2.
To clarify, neither of us are trying to smash. I said that wrong. I like that. That makes me really happy.
Yeah, me too. I thought there was going to be like 20 people.
20 guys, yeah.
Because I was like, I think she's onto something instead of making a funny video and then sending it to however many people she has. Because that's what I do. And it would save like 10 clicks if I just put my 7 people on a private story. But I feel like I can't have a private story as a man.
I feel like it's a little sus.
It's a little sus. It's more than a little sus.
You have to have a really funny name like Sarah Zinner Banks or something.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing right now is girls will add anyone to Snap. Not even for attention. Lots of girls do. But I think the main reason girls add people to Snap is like how I added Facebook friends in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Or how I add Instagram friends now. Oh, do I kind of know them? Or even I don't know them. Let's just add them back. You know, it's just friend, 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 and then they have a private story for the people they actually want to talk to. I only have people I actually want to talk to, you know?
Yeah.
So, like...
There's the top 15 people
that I talk
to.
Jamie's got, like, 500 or 600 stats.
Jesus Christ! Why? Sorry, Jesus.
Her scores, snap score is only 100,000 more than me. She's at 3.5, I'm at 2.5.
It's a little high.
I've never thought... We've had this discussion before. I consider, like, 6 high.
That's... You're a whore. Not your girlfriend, you are.
Yeah, well, let's see, what am I at?
Do you think messed up girl stuff by having Tinder girl on Snap?
No.
You don't think so? Because there's nothing set in stone yet, and I can get away with anything.
There's nothing, if anything, jealousy is not good in a relationship. This isn't a relationship, and I almost think jealousy is good. Because this is still wooing the girl, and it's like, hey, look, I have other friends.
Yeah. Look, you know, this random girl is flirting with me.
I have other options.
Yeah.
And it's not intentional, because that's just being an asshole, and I think that's uncalled for.
Yeah.
It's just a... It's... You're not taking any actions to do this. You're just not blocking other options out, because...
Yeah, there's nothing
you're
official.
Not,
yeah, there's no reason.
You're not going out of your way to be with other girls, but you haven't made it intentional that you're exclusive yet.
That's exactly correct.
And I think that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Also, I really like this one.
Tell me about it.
Like a stupid amount.
I'm messing with Maya to get her to tell us how many guys are on her private, but I'm doing it like subvertively.
Last night, I went over to her house and she laid on my chest, and we just sat there for like half an hour, just cuddling, not talking or anything, not doing anything but enjoying each other's company.
See, that's more than just friends with benefits, though.
Yeah. And that was really nice.
There's emotion involved here.
Well, we say good morning to each other. We compliment each other all day. She calls me handsome and nice and cute.
Grandma completely misinterpreted my stance on coronavirus.
What did she think you were?
She goes, hey, remember when you told me that you didn't believe the flu spread globally? And I go, Grandma, what are you talking about? And she's like, well, remember when you told me that? And I'm like, no, you must have misunderstood me. And she's like, no, remember? And I'm like, I know exactly the conversation you're thinking of. You misunderstood my point. And she's like, are you sure? And I'm like, Grandma, I know what I was saying. I'm not changing now. And she's like, okay. She's like,
your grandma thought you're a flu denier.
Yes. She's like, well, anyway, one of my friend's friends got coronavirus. So there. And I'm like,
yep.
And I set my stuff down and I'm like, Grandma, 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 Grandma. All I was saying is people generally go, oh, flu's not a big deal. Flu's like way down here.
Yeah.
I think flu should almost be a bigger deal than it is now, if anything.
I think it definitely, my family's kind of already took that because we're close to real, like, grandma and old people.
No one takes the flu seriously.
No, not near enough.
And everyone is panicked about this. Doesn't matter if they're right or wrong.
Like diseases.
I wrote a paper on this.
I don't understand. Shut the hell up. Every disease is a pandemic. The fucking cold's a pandemic. Allergy season's a pandemic.
My point was, everything is a pandemic because it's worldwide and
we're a global economy now. Globalization is now.
Here is that it's new and they don't have a preset response to it. So they used, it's similar to flu/pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
We'll use the flu/pneumonia response.
And the pneumonia one was wrong and actually killed people.
No, did it?
The ventilators, if you were put on a ventilator, you had a higher chance of dying than if they just let you sit in your bed and kind of choke.
And see, we didn't know that. And so I feel like it's okay for the scientific community to go, oh shit, we messed up. Because,
mm-hmm.
But there's no, what's the word I'm looking for? We're not holding them accountable for their mess ups. The scientific community is unaccountable to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
We killed somebody, but they don't say that. And I feel like that should almost be okay.
The scientists shouldn't apologize. Fauci, the person who is in charge of it, who represents it, should go, we had this wrong, this is what's correct.
And every time that happens...
Instead of just going, hey, anyone that doesn't wear a mask is an idiot now, they should go, I apologize for misleading the public on the masks. We are now moving it towards this direction.
And it's all... You need to educate yourself on corona, educate yourself on wearing masks. And it's like, okay, give me the facts and I will operate according to the facts.
Yes.
They're slightly better in general, especially if you get an N92 or whatever, and 95. They're enough better at preventing spread than not wearing anything at all.
Yeah.
And so while this thing is still going around big, I understand wanting to wear those.
Especially if you're in and around elderly.
Yeah. And those are facts. And if you're sitting in a car by yourself, that's not a fact, that's panic. The mask prevents me from giving it to other people and partially other people from giving it to me.
Yep.
Depending on type. And so if there's no other people around, that is just lunacy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I finally know someone who's had it.
Really?
Yeah, one of my dad's employees. Sarah had it, and she...
Oh, that lady.
I don't know if you know who it is.
Keys lady.
Yeah.
I was there the other day.
She's usually not the keys lady.
Oh.
But she was the person in the office. Jessica's usually the keys lady. Anyways,
According to Abraham Palachi, a writer for the International Federation of... This is my paper. Pharmaceutical Manufacturer and Associates... The seasonal flu affected around 1 billion people last year, resulting in 650,000 deaths.
650?
Last year.
Which, you know, worldwide, corona's at like several million, but...
I think... Yeah.
It's no doubt that corona's worse than most diseases.
The novel coronavirus is slightly more deadly than the flu, but given the similarities, perhaps the term pandemic should be clarified to give an accurate description of the danger of this new virus.
Yeah.
For the past 6 to 8 months, people have been worried with concerns about the new coronavirus pandemic. When dealing with new disease, concern and caution are justified, especially to those with high risk. But panic is only making the situation worse. Dr. Kieran Walsh, a writer for the British Medical Journal, writes, people worry about pandemic... This was during SARS that this article came from.
Oh.
People worry during pandemics, and their worries often lead them to contact already overstretched... already overstretched health services. They frequently do not have the infection and are worried about, but ironically, they can pick it up and other infections in emergency rooms. So people worry and then mess up the medical department because they want to go to the hospital when they don't need to.
Yeah. My entire friend group's convinced they all had it.
Yeah, so is everyone else I know.
Yeah, and that's interesting to me because I don't think anyone's had it. I don't think it's gone around. I mean, it's possible, but I don't think it's...
Everybody went, oh, I had the flu, and then...
Yeah. I don't think it's... All the other diseases are still out there, and...
Including the regular flu that is actually pretty fucking scary because it's different every year, and we just have to guess. People are like, just get a flu shot. Yeah, we're guessing which one it's going to be.
And it's wrong sometimes.
And it's a new one every year. Lots of old people just straight up die from the flu.
Well, we missed it this year also. We completely missed with the flu.
Yep.
And so we have...
I got the flu this year. I have never had the
flu. I remember that. You were...
I've never had it, and I had it for a week and a half.
Calling your dad, like, as you're dead on the floor.
I almost passed out. And he was like, here's a bottle... He gave me a bottle of water and said, I gotta go. See you later.
How the hell do our bodies, like... They completely shut down.
Yep.
They're like, you are not moving until we kill this thing. Which is
which is fair, though, because it's like, if we do...
How'd that work evolutionary, though? Like, let's say we're both Christian and we believe that, you know, God created the earth and everything. But we got this half-monkey man who just can create fire and that's about it. And now he has the flu. His whole family has the flu. Do they just die? What happens? Because they can't make food. They just starve to death. You know, they can't...
And they lived in communities, allegedly. Yes. Out of 100 high circulation newspapers from around the world, they have collectively published 9,387 stories about the outbreak. This was in like March or something like that.
We're driving back from Utah.
Out of 9,300 stories, over 1,000 of them mention fear and afraid and panic.
Yeah.
Such stories often use other frightening languages. For example, 50 articles used the phrase killer virus.
Well, they said things like what, like,
let me go to Snapchat right
plague.
Now and...
Plague was a common word. You yeah. heard plague all the time. This is not a plague. We shut down the economy.
Over plague.
Yeah. Really annoying. I wish they won it. I really wish they won
it. Right now it's all about the debate, but usually Snapchat actively has things that are, like, here's why you're all going to die because of coronavirus.
Yes, yes, yes. I think Corona will die November 4th, 3rd.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I've talked to a lot of people who think that.
Yeah. We'll have a couple months of peace. Girl. How do we not fuck up, girl?
Are you worried about that now?
Well, if I am, I already have, so I'm not allowed to worry about it.
I don't think you have. It's been a week and a half.
Uh-oh. It's been a week and a half. What are the chances this is just rebound? 30?
2 out of 10. I was going to say 3 out of 10, but then I...
went down to 20%. Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure how much she's been single.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to get that information out of her. Because, like...
Yeah, that's...
Are you just terrified about being alone? Because the way she's telling me is that, like... She, like...
She's boyfriend-hopped like Sarah has.
I don't know. I don't know at all.
Uh-huh.
She's only had a few boyfriends, and I think she didn't date for, like, 2 years here at Concordia. But, I do know that she goes 3 weeks... She had a dream about me, like, 3 weeks before she broke up mm-hmm. with her boyfriend. And she was, like, didn't think anything of it. And then when she was mm-hmm. around me, like, things were different, I guess, or whatever. And then the night that, like... They were drinking and everything
uh-huh.
out at the party and whatnot.
She started holding your hand and
yeah,
shit. Was that before she broke up?
Yes. But she goes, this is it. I have to break up with Christian. That's when she decided to break up with him. And it literally the way she says it to me is like she broke up with Christian because she didn't like Christian anymore and she felt herself crushing on me. And she's not going to let herself like another guy in a relationship.
Yeah.
Which.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I don't think anything's wrong with that at all. But has that happened 4 more other times?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And if so, then there's just a time bomb on the relationship, which of course there is. I'm not going to marry her, and eventually we're going to break up, and our life goals don't line up.
You're probably not. Life goals, that's a big one.
Yeah, and so...
If I date someone, like, 3 years...
I am dating her to date her,
yeah,
period.
Which is okay.
No, which is fantastic. It's exactly what
that.
I want. And I think that's exactly what she wants, too. We've talked about it.
How do I ask Maya how many of them are guys? I said, didn't you say there's only, like...
Say, I bet they're all guys. And so I want to, like, make a point to be, like, if I'm going to date you, like, it's not going to be serious, but, like,
thanks.
Time-wise, I want it to last.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
I want it to be, how do you say it? Semi-long...
Yes.
Semi-long-term.
And I want it to be...
And grow your character
when,
out of it.
Yes, and when there's any debate at all on breaking up, we just pull the plug immediately.
Yeah.
There's no fucking around. There's no, it's crap. No, I don't want a fucking messy breakup. If one of us is done with the other person,
mm-hmm.
done with it, period. Go cry for a week, move on.
Yeah, I think that's the correct way to do it.
Because it pisses me off to see people fight over a relationship. Once one party has made the decision to not be to not be faithful
and once trust is broken,
it's over and just let it go.
If I get cheated on, I'm a very thinking individual.
You're never
not
talking to another girl again if you get cheated on.
That aside, I'm a thinking individual enough that I'm going to make it'll be really hard and it'll hurt a lot, but I never usually get hurt so bad that my...
Jamie won't cheat on you.
That my... well, good. Thank you. I hope not. My...
His girlfriend's name's Jamie.
my mental processes revert from thinking to feeling. Because mm-hmm. my default is always thinking, and I'm so overwhelmingly thinking that I think it wouldn't even be close. I wouldn't go... I wouldn't for a minute go, oh, shoot, should I stay with her? I'd go, damn, this really sucks. I really liked her. Now I gotta break up.
Yeah, well, that's what happened with my first yeah. relationship. And then feeling takes over. And you're devastated for 6 months.
Yeah, I'm expecting... I mean, if that were to happen, I would expect to be devastated. But how much of it is just sad, and how much of it is, should I go back?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure I'll be...
I'd never once went, I should go back.
Exactly. I might want to kill myself, but I'm not going to go, hey, maybe I should go back.
But never once considered
broken,
going,
can't do it again.
Can I have you back? No.
It's not the same
my
anymore.
My thinking brain knows better.
Yeah.
Now, the other half of me goes, if only, shut the fuck up.
And that's different, though, because it's, if only she hadn't, you know, yeah. but it's, she does, and she had, it's over. And it'll suck a lot, way, way more than many, many other things. But it my thinking brain just goes, well, that's off the table completely.
There
now.
Isn't anything much worse than the destruction of someone's trust.
From
it
someone
changes,
you love.
It changes the past. It changes the future. It changes who you think you are.
And
it changes who they are.
And you've been vulnerable with someone
yes,
like that.
And,
they don't give a shit. Yeah.
And your entire... Everything you've put into order turned out to be wrong.
Yeah.
The foundation of reality... was wrong. And what do you have left when your foundation of reality, you've built your
not
foundation
a whole lot.
You've got God and maybe your family.
I you don't know, have my family. If I get cheated on, I'm not running to my family.
It's me if I'm in America and
yeah.
And maybe we can find Leah.
At this point Leah wouldn't help.
I don't think Leah could help at all.
She's too out of touch and I don't
She's the same person, but she's not... The connection's separated.
I don't want to say I actively distrust her. It's just that it's not... She's my go-to person anymore.
Yeah.
I don't...
Well, you... We both didn't have girls, so we got temporary girl who was fat and a hippie. And then...
I think Dustin... I was friends with her through Dustin.
Yeah.
And I think Dustin wanted to smash.
Dustin did. Well, they did. Never mind.
Leah mentioned something. Somebody
no,
mentioned.
No,
maybe it was you.
This is literally being recorded.
Phones are always listening, bro.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. If you whisper in your phone a product a whole bunch, I give you an advertisement for it in a couple days. I think I have a new theory. Apple selling ad data to Facebook and Instagram. I think that's true in Google. I think Apple is.
You sure they're not just letting Facebook use your microphone while you're not?
I have my mic turned off on everything,
yeah.
And it still works. So either,
I've never gotten one of those where I say a product. I've heard every stories from so many different people that it's happened. It's just never
happened. It
happened
on TikTok 2 weeks ago. I've never had TikTok have access to my mic.
Uh-huh. And what did TikTok?
So, another girl, not the... Anyways, we're describing this instrument that you do like this with, and it changes pitch and noise, and it's got sensors. It's synthetic, right? And this changes pitch, and this changes tone, and so you can, you know, you can literally, like, hit notes like this, and it'll play a song. And, like, 3 hours later, it came up on my For You page. It's, like, the third thing. Yeah. And that's a very specific, small...
That's way, way, way specific.
Yes.
Do you even think AI is smart enough for that? But the alternative is that that's a coincidence.
And it's happened before. I talked to a friend of mine in person that I hadn't talked to in 3 months. I had a new Facebook profile with no followers, nothing. It was a completely blank Facebook profile. I talked to him in person, left. Facebook has never had access to my mic. I left the church. We were at church. And... I get a text from Facebook asking if I want to be friends with the person I was just talking to.
Yeah.
Who was listening there? It wasn't... No, it could have been like... I don't know. Snapchat could have been listening and sold the data to Facebook, I suppose.
I don't know if it goes that fast.
I don't know either.
I think it has to be Apple directly authorizing the mic and then the AI from Facebook.
Yes, and then sends it right to me. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
If they just wouldn't do that, they could get away with it.
But why don't they get that people don't like that?
I think people do. I don't think people care.
I know, I don't know anyone. Maybe it's because I'm in the reddest state there is.
Yeah.
Did you see that chart? Yes. City people, red. Rural people, red. Minorities, red. Blue collar workers, red. Men, red. Women, red. Nebraska was just straight red.
Yep.
I don't know what the Democrats in Omaha think they're doing, but they're never going to get it.
Well, the Democrats in Omaha are just the black community, and they just have a huge black community. I don't understand why black people are black, or black people are Democrat.
Thanks, Joe Biden.
Because if you listen to rap music, and if you listen to the culture, it's very individualistic. It's not groupthink at all. It's, I'm me, fuck you. And then, I'm me, fuck you, give me shit. It's kind of what there's an underlying sense of entitlement within. When I say rap black culture. Community, I mean rap culture. I mean the
ghetto culture.
More ghetto culture. And it's interesting to me because if I was in that culture, they share everything with hillbillies. They're the exact same culture. They're just different skin colors.
You're right.
And so it's like, why are you guys
on country music is I'm me, fuck you, give me things. And rap music, or at least hillbilly country music. So why aren't they downright?
They should both be downright.
I think they think that conservative politicians have a history of only thinking about white people. Whether that's true or not, I think they really believe that. Well, then you have to
bring
that.
Up the idea of what did the party switch exist.
Yeah.
And you can debunk the party switch as much as you can support it. The senators and congressmen in those states didn't change color until the 80s.
I don't think we should even care or think about that. I feel like it's, well, I guess in the 80s, that's pretty recent.
That's really recent compared to the Civil War. They go after the Civil War, all the party switch. No, their votes for president did. Which is interesting. Part of that's because black people could vote. And they're going to vote for the party that freed them.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Whatever happened, I don't think the party switch was a cut dry thing that happened. I think both parties changed what they were. Significantly. Like a lot. Uh-huh. They both went up a lot.
Because we had a civil war and everyone had to refigure out what's going on.
The what was at time the party of Abraham Lincoln had to embrace control and government oversight, which put them way up, and that's what became the Democratic Party. As well as they had to support now a population that needed support, you know, incentivizing welfare type programs. So the at then party, the party of Abraham Lincoln, I think Whigs, I think that's what it was.
That was before then. I think he was either a Democrat or a Republican.
Was it? He was.
Let me Google
it. He's a Republican.
I'll be fact-checking Joe Rogan.
Yeah, but he was Republican at the time, but they make the case that Republicans and Democrats switched.
National Union Party.
That I hate unions.
Oh, for a while, there was the Democratic Republican Party.
What? Hey, Jamie, pull that up.
There was the Federalists.
Federalists.
And then there was the Whigs.
And the Whigs, yeah, that was the original two. And the Federalists died off, and the Whigs became, I think, the Democratic Party. I don't know, though. Whatever the case, the party switch was not a clear-cut thing. You cannot make the case that
political party of Abraham Lincoln was a Whig before 1854. From 1854 to 1864, he was a Republican during the Civil War.
Yeah.
And then the National Union Party after that.
He got shot. There wasn't an after that.
Read them moors. Imagine being a farmer. I said you have to go home to feed cows.
I do have to go home and feed cows. That's not weird to me at all. I kind of find that annoying that they're making fun of that. Fuck you, Jamie. Actual Jamie.
Hey, this.
We're gonna watch this girl eat some food.
On first date.
Yeah? Don't be. I really like her. She's funny.
I'm glad. I think she's stopped flirting with me as much. I think I make sure to bring up Jamie a lot. Like,
no, I'm going to tell you guys are having it rough.
We are having it rough.
You guys aren't married. Excuse me. I'm telling God. Beep, boop, beep, boop. I hope Cole Prince gets 4 hours into my podcast so he can know that you're getting laid.
On a total...
Okay, so it's a picture of Joe Biden, and it goes, this is the caption. It says, when a totally random person starts saying, oh, this phone has a camera quality, but it's just fake blur in portrait mode, will you shut up, man? Which is Joe Biden saying that. And then this is by a photographer, and his... extra caption, so the third caption on this says, when the iPhone 7 came out with portrait mode, that was barely moderately funny. I'm sorry I've wasted your time. Please unsubscribe. Evan's really good. Evan's really good.
Maserati.
Me and Evan talked a couple times. Yeah, I hit him up. He's really cool. We should say goodbye to the podcast. Oh, that's exciting.
What are we doing, Evan?
That's a short barrel. Oh, there's people. Are we getting robbed?
I wanted to honk. I want to get robbed.
We need to say goodbye. I have Corona, by the way. We need to say goodbye to...
drinking out of the same coffee.
Is that true? What? No. No. Really?
I told Toby we were the only... I told him you only had... We were talking about private stories, and I said, hey, I should make one, but only have, like, 7 people. I got the idea from Maya, and then he's like, isn't there, like... I wonder how many people she has on. And I was like, she told me only 7. And then Toby goes, well, I bet they're all guys. And I'm like, you think? And so I asked you, and I'm not sure if I believe it.
I don't believe it.
You look good there.
I look good all the time now, bro. It's crazy. Goodbye, Mr. Podcast. Like and subscribe.